Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. You know, I have a question for you to ponder and to process as we go into today's discussion today. Have you gained any insight into how to walk in greater wholeness, mind, body, and soul? We're going to dig into this very topic today on Motivational Mondays with our in-studio guest, and I'm so excited about it. Today is Wellness Monday on Motivational Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and today not only is it Coach Adams coaching, but it is our Dynamo Powerhouse in-studio guest, for it is Wellness Monday, and we have the dynamic duo of the Global Wellness Coders in the house, and they are sharing with us some insight into wholeness as we discuss mind, body, and so, what have you gleaned? What have you learned from the issues of the past that now you can grow forward and be stronger and better than you were before, because you now, through suffering, have gleaned some great insight to move you to the next level? Well, we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, insight into wholeness. insight into wholeness. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. And we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, we encourage you to go back to our archives on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you can work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Great question on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. So as we dive into Insight into Wholeness with our in-studio guests, we want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts are always available at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Without further ado, we're going to bring in our dynamic duo, the Global Wellness Coders, Lady Tabitha K. Smith. I'm adjusting to that initial there. Woo! Lady Tabitha, who I have affectionately given that nickname, powerhouse in business, Pearl Entertainment, and just all of what she does, has a heart ultimately for people and their wellness on all different levels, mind, body, and soul, along with being the founding creator of the Global Wellness Coders. And then we have Dr. Veronica Lowry. Dr. Veronica is an American inventor, and it's amazing how when God gives you a thing that he wants you to create, when you move on that, it aligns you with your path and assignment in life. And so we have two powerhouses in the virtual boardroom sharing with us today, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Lady Tabitha K. Smith and Dr. Veronica Lowry. Ladies, are you there?
Hello.
Greetings, Coach. We're here.
Yay. I am fabu, as I often say, my cute little word for fabulous. You know, how we are is all a state of mind. We could be pressing through circumstances, but we don't have to look like, sound like, navigate like what we may be going through. It's a state of mind, and it is the confession. So I'm fabu, and I thank you for asking, Lady Tabitha. How are you and Dr. Veronica on this Motivational Monday?
I am great. So good to be here with you and hear your voices. It seems like the 4 weeks apart is a long time sometimes, but it's really great to be here on today.
I agree.
It really is.
Dr.
I echo that. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Lady Tabitha.
Yeah. I agree. I'm always excited when the three of us can get together and have a conversation about our health and wellness, because we've made a decree, a declaration, and agreement that we would make ourselves priority. So it's always exciting to come on to Motivational Mondays. I love one of my favorite radio shows and favorite coaches in the world. So I'm excited, Coach.
Yes.
Well,
amen.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you, and I too am excited as we dive into insight into wholeness, mind, body, and soul. And, you know, when I think about this insight into wholeness, mind focus, you know, and what is the insight that we have gleaned, that we have gained from the journey in which we have come from? It gets me excited because we go through difficulty and challenges so that we can gain insight from the circumstances that would support us in being a better version of ourselves and navigating with greater wisdom and insight on our journey. And so when it comes to insight into wholeness, dealing with our mind, when we recognize that, as I opened the show, life is going to always present us with challenges. We've seen that with the pandemic of 2020 that we continue to rest in. I know, Lady Tabitha, when we were having our brief conversation earlier, you said, you know, we're remasking because we are having another wave. And so it's not like what we thought it was of the past. Initially, it was like, oh, my gosh, having to wear a mask, what does this all mean? What? Now it has become a level of, we're familiar with it. And so it's a level of our normal way of navigating because we've been in this place for 2 years plus. And so when I looked at mind wholeness and the insight is that the journey is difficult. The journey is laced with obstacles. The journey presents itself with lots of challenges and situations. But our mindset and how we navigate through the circumstances based on the insight that we have gleaned really and truly makes a difference, because the mind is a powerful thing. It really is. The mind, based on the words and our thoughts, can breathe life or death into our circumstances. And so insight into wholeness concerning the mind is recognizing that the power of how we navigate is up to us because it's based on our worldview. I'm going to pause there because I want to get some insight into wholeness from you ladies. As we've talked briefly on mine, I may come in and add some different nuggets as we continue on this journey together. But talk to us about body, Dr. Veronica, and Lady Tabitha. I know you're going to bring in some insight and wisdom on soul.
You know, Coach, I am so glad you opened up the way you did and you talked about the way we navigate, because things will always, you know, we're living in this world system and things will always come adversarial towards us, and the pandemic is a great example of that. I want to come from a more testimonial or praise report aspect, because we've all went through this pandemic together and we've seen a lot of sickness. We've seen some deaths. We've seen a lot of things we've never seen before in our lifetime. And before the pandemic, I don't know too many people who even use the word pandemic in their vocabulary, so it was very new to us. But for me, being a first responder through the whole pandemic, because as many of you know, I have housing programs and I house the very severely disabled, those with mental illness, sometimes children, families, and just the less fortunate. So I'm always around a lot of people, and my ministry is based on the Ministry of Health. So I never got a chance to sit down through the pandemic. I was a first responder throughout the whole thing. But my most recent experience, which turns into my testimony, and believe me, I give all the glory to God, nothing of myself, just standing on the revelation of his word and the knowledge and the insight that you talked about earlier, and having a conscious decision on what I was going to believe, because what I might say next might not be popular, but I never received the injections. I didn't take the the vaccination, which makes me not too popular with some in my family. I have doctors in my family, you know, and different people, you know, and I don't even speak on it a lot because I don't want to cause arguments or debates, but I do think it's my personal choice. So I had to really stand on what I believed in, and my mind had to be pretty much made up. But here recently on the 27th, my husband came down, and I never said I didn't believe that COVID was real. It's been, I've seen it real in people's lives and real in some deaths. But for me, you know, I had to stand on something else that I believed in. So I, you know, didn't want to get anyone infected. I never contacted COVID. God just carried me through the whole thing. But I'm going to tell you the truth. When I first heard about it, I needed something strong to hold on to. And it was the Word of God, Psalms 91, one of my African friends on the prayer line when it first came. And I had a very vivid, in prayer, a very vivid vision of some angels right before, like 3 days before the pandemic, in prayer with like tons of people in the prayer line. And I spoke it out before the pandemic hit. But I seen all these angels come to the earth realm, and I thought they were white birds. And then when I realized they were angels, they were bombing the earth with what looked like to me blood. And I couldn't understand that revelation, but it gave me comfort. And with Psalms 91, so I was going through this whole pandemic as a first responder, and then here lately on the 27th of last month, my husband was hit with COVID. While we were out, I had a contracted engagement with one of our celebrity friends, I don't want to mention, and I was in obligation to help her. And my husband had his limousine service going, so we got caught out of town when the COVID hit him, and we ended up staying in a hotel for several days, like we just getting back last night. But I was in there with him the whole time while he had this high temperature. He had just soaking wet sweats, but he was freezing cold and shaking with chills, and he had to go to the doctor, and they just gave him ibuprofen and some other thing you would think to take over the counter. I think it was Tylenol. But the dose, the strength they gave him was sufficient for what he needed, along with me praying and giving him the vitamins that we all take on this line. So I was double dosing on the vitamins, but I was still stuck in that hotel room with him. And throughout the whole 2 years or more, I never got it, and I didn't get it with him. I had negative tests. I never got any symptoms. And it was just really, you know, relying and standing on the Word of God, because I had, you know, I have people who need me. And I need to be there to help them when they call on me. So I think that was a big part of it. I don't know, you know, God spared me through the COVID, and that's my testimony. Lady Tabitha and her husband can bear witness that I went through that thing since the 27th until today without even the smell of smoke, you know. So I'm very, very grateful that I can have that kind of testimony, because I've seen people in my family who went down not once but twice, you know, with the COVID and all the symptoms. I've seen my own husband really suffering, you know, through it all, and how real it was. And for me to get trapped in that hotel room with him and come out, you know, with, like I said, without even the smell of smoke, you know, with no symptoms, no anything, I give all glory to God, because I had to really, you know, soak myself in the blood, take our vitamins that we so take. I doubled up on our vitamins, and I know there's no instructions that say to do that, but I felt in that sense I needed to at that time for those days that I was with someone that in that close of proximity. And, you know, he was incapacitated for that time, so I had to serve him and, you know, make sure he was, you know, change the sheets and all of that stuff. So I'm just really grateful. I think God spared me, and I think I just soaked myself in the blood of Jesus so much, and I had this mindset, I can't get this. I don't want it. I can't get this. And so it proved to me, and I wore a mask, too, when I was in the room with him, and then I did, you know, get to the back where I could go out and stand in the sun, and I never stopped eating good, and I showered and bathed every day and, you know, washed my hands and all of those precautionary things. But it just goes to prove to me that you can be right in the midst of the fire and come out not smelling like the smoke.
Ooh, that is powerful. Dr. Veronica, thank you so much.
Yeah, really.
Yes, for sharing such a powerful testimony on the insight that you have gleaned into this journey of wholeness. And, you know, I love that you said, I'm going to say something that may not be popular, but it's my truth. And as you were speaking that, I was thinking about the Word of God being the Bible, as we are all believers, and that's our roadmap. And for those that are listening in, whatever your belief system is and journey, we're not trying to infringe anything on you, but we're just sharing with you our truth. And it made me think about the Word of God that says, according to your faith, be it unto you, according to your faith. And that according to your faith starts with the state of your mind, your thinking based on the words that have been deposited. So thank you for sharing that. Woo, Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts?
Wow, Coach, thank you. Thank you again for having us on the show today to help motivate and talk about some real life things that are going on that aren't as surprising to us today as they were 2 years ago, but still definitely affecting us in a very deep emotional way. And I really enjoyed listening to Dr. Veronica's testimony. I thought about the story in the Bible. Is that Meshach? You know, the story where they're in the den? And she just, like she said, she just came out whole. And that's a blessing, because I really think when it first started, I don't know if you remember, Dr. Veronica, I talked about the verbal virus, because I believe in energy, and I believe, and the Bible talks about it, so a man thinketh, so he is. So not that, I mean, of course, COVID is very real, but I also think that our intentions and our will, we can draw negativity to us. We can embrace it. We can get very full of fear, and that thing will overtake you. So I'm really, it's a blessing to hear your testimony, and I know you're a woman of great faith. So my take on it, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the soul, but the soul also, for me, I was doing some research and reading. I believe that there was mental illness prior to the pandemic, but I feel that perfectly normal people that had not dealt with it, I believe that we're dealing with some things that we're not accustomed to. For example, it was not normal for us to lose 10 people in 1 week, you know, week after week after week, someone that you know, or a friend of a friend. That is quite jolting to the spirit and the soul.
Yes.
And we have not been prepared to deal with loss. These are the type of things that people kind of lose it, or have a nervous breakdown, whatever term, you know, a person is comfortable with, but definitely causing mental illness, like extreme depression, extreme loneliness, distrust, not trusting the medical profession, not knowing what to believe and, you know, what's true. Are we in biochemical warfare? There's so many stories going around. And so, ladies, and to our listening audience, I really wanted to say those hard words that most of the time we don't like to talk about, but I feel like we need to talk about these things. We need to be transparent, and we need to allow people to talk about it as leaders, business owners that are listening, students, artists. You have a wide range of listeners, Coach Adams, around the world. But no matter what industry you're in, you're feeling these symptoms. And I just want to say that it's okay and it's normal, because the human mind and spirit is not accustomed to dealing with this. But it's also important that we reach out to get help. So I was reading in the Psychiatric Times and just some of the main words that they talked about, categories. I'm not going to read it, but it said the fivefold assault on the soul. And when you think about it, I really feel like an invasion has hit the earth. I mean, not just one country, not just one nation, but all over the entire world. And, of course, me as a believer, I know that God had to allow it. And as a wellness coder, I feel like it has caused all of us to take a look at inside the true temple, the body, and the soul, and really having that conversation with your creator, right? Having that conversation to come to a place of peace. I was reading a story, and so one of the words was used as impotence. And I thought, wow, I probably wouldn't have selected that word, but what it meant by that is that, and I have felt this because I have experienced COVID myself, the symptoms, and I think I may have suffered 12 to 15 days. And it was because I really have a warrior spirit, and I've had to battle, which my ministry is healing, I've had to battle a lot of sickness in my body. And so really just calling out to God and pushing forward. But it felt very spiritual as well as physical. If you were to talk to anyone, I think that you may have heard. Anyone heard that where they said it wasn't just physical, it was spiritual? Anyone, ladies? Did you hear anyone say that?
Yeah, I think it was definitely spiritual and physical for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I experienced that myself because, I mean, I felt like something was probing my body looking for a weak place. I felt like extreme muscle aches and pains from the waist down. Like, I felt feverish. I felt hot, sweating, and just drenched, like you said, Dr. Veronica. And one night, I just went and sat on the patio and looked up to the heavens, looked up to the sky, and just cried out to God for help, because I had to also watch my husband suffer at the same time. So I'm very much, I speak from a person that actually experienced it. And people, I don't know if any of you can remember, and it may still go on because we're remasked now. People will cross the street. They don't want to get too close to you, you know, just the hyper sensitivity. So, you know, you feel helpless. So that's one of the, in all these words that I'm going to mention, I believe kind of takes a, it hits the soul and the spirit and the heart of man and woman. And you don't know how to deal with it. So grief, and grief on so many levels now. Grief is not what we knew of it 3 years ago. You know, someone passes and transitions, or shout out to Mr. and Mrs. H, that they are teaching us to use the word graduation, because people are graduation back to spirit. We have to put a positive, you know, I feel like our group, our circle, and I know there's many others around the world that I feel challenged and commissioned to find different words versus loss, or, you know, die, to help the psyche, to help the heart, to help the mind, to be able to cope and comprehend and not stay stuck in a grieving point, you know, because sometimes people never snap back when they lose their house, their job, their mates, their children. And so there's a lot of things that are changing, and we know that it's affecting the heart and the soul of man. And so we're going to talk about what can we do, but I just want loneliness. You know, elderly, they're being, they're really, you know, sensitive. So there's a time where you can't even, if there was an elderly person in a care home, they could not have visitors come in and out, right? I remember standing on the porch visiting my grandmother because her doctor said she couldn't be around anyone. So when you're isolated, that's also another level of deep loneliness that most have not experienced. And we really can't survive without love after a certain touch, human touch, after a certain amount of time, studies have shown, right? And the mistrust, I said, that's interesting. But it's very true. Initially, my husband would not go to the doctor. He would not go to the doctor because why? We were hearing in social media and the news that hospitals were filling up and there was trucks parked. I literally saw a truck parked outside of a hospital. So, and then we're thinking, okay, is there special COVID money? If they put on the death certificate, COVID, or, you know, are there enough respirators in the hospital? So can you imagine all the thought process and the fear and the anxiety that goes into, and I personally, they don't really do anything when you go to the doctor. So I've heard stories where people go in for an ache in their leg. Next thing you know, the family is getting a call. So that caused a lot of mistrust. And then as Dr. Veronica said, also the mistrust, we're talking about the soul and the insight and what has happened to all of us in the last couple of years. And what are we going to do different to help us heal, help our families heal, help our neighbors heal? Is there anything that we can do, right? So Dr. Veronica was saying that it's her personal choice. She chose not to get the vaccination, and sometimes that's not the most popular thing. So now there's trust. Some people don't even want to sit around you or visit your home. It really has just caused a rift in a lot of families, right? So we know that that hurts the soul and the heart of mankind.
Absolutely.
Displacement. Some of you know that my husband and I, like Dr. Veronica, we have a ministry outreach where we feed the homeless. And Dr. Veronica, we are on the first line responders, and we never stop feeding, going out feeding people that are experiencing homelessness. So when the pandemic hit, those numbers have went up even higher because they're displaced. People that were in their apartments that got COVID, that could not pay their rent any longer, could not sit at a computer. So a lot's going on. In order to find a job or a place to live, you have to be computer savvy. So there's a lot of displacement, and it did not discriminate on age, economic level, or race, or religion. It really, there's no discrimination. It hit all of us in the same way. And we are humans, and God created our brains and our soul and our mind, our body to function in a certain way. So our systems have been flooded with a lot of different emotions and challenges that we are not accustomed to dealing with. So healing the soul in the time of COVID-19. We are remasking here in California. I know for me, I've always, as Dr. Veronica said, I always knew it was real. I am slowing down my crowd activity, and just really using wisdom about my mask because it is real, you know, and always keeping my hands sanitized, doing as much as possible outside, you know. I love our Wednesday calls. I love Motivational Mondays and some other powerful empowerment or prayer teams that I listen to, because to keep my spirit strong, to keep my heart strong, to be able to help others. So I really think just keeping, not being afraid to ask for help is what I want to say to our listening audience. You know, no one asked for this to happen, but it is our responsibility to reach out and get some help, to position yourself, align yourself with a positive, like-minded group, you know. There's all different types of groups that you can become a part of. You can start a group yourself. You can start a Zoom group, but talking and journaling, crying, laughing, and talking about it is very, very necessary for us to heal, because I don't think that it's going to stop anytime soon. Just to keep it real, we've noticed that, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. I believe we're living in the last days of Revelation, not to get preachy, but it is the truth. Children, are the mental illness is getting higher and they're shooting. They don't know how to cope. So we all are in this together, and we all have to figure it out together and be our brother and sister's keeper. So, Coach, that's what I wanted to share. I just wanted to bring some hard topics to the table to get our listening audience and us to thinking, you know, what can I do different? Because there's a plague here. There's even another plague. And I don't give them too much airtime and conversation, but for the sake of this radio station and we're talking, I know I want to make time for people to be able to call in and express themselves. We need to talk about it. So there's a plague after plague, and so we have to keep our sanity, but our bodies safe, mind, body, and soul safe. And what does that look like? What does that mean to you? So I'm going to hand the mic back to you, Coach. That's what I wanted to share today. I'm open for questions, or if you ladies have anything you want to add on, I would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know, I so appreciate all of what you have shared, Lady Tabitha, along with Dr. Veronica, and your transparency. And, you know, the key is we have to navigate on the journey in a way in which is going to best serve us. I know Global Wellness Coders talks about how do you decode what is best for you, caring for your mind, body, and soul. And, you know, it's interesting because I do consulting, and for the most of the pandemic, I was working from home. And then this year, I secured a consulting assignment that required for me to be in the trenches for the first time on site at an office with other people, interacting with other people. And when I first started on site, we were still under the mask mandate. But as I was continuing in this contract, the mask mandate was lifted. And I had to get on the team and say, prior to the mask mandate being lifted, saying, hey, I need us all to be safe. Everyone, and it's not a matter of walking in fear, but walking in wisdom and, again, insight. I need us all to be safe. And so they were like, yeah, we hear you, yeah, 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 yeah. But they didn't want to really mask up. And I get it, you know, all of the time that we've been masked up, you know, after a while it becomes draining and tiresome, and it's like, oh, I got to put the mask on again. You know, I get it. I get it. I get it. And so when the mask mandate was lifted, I jokingly say I felt like they were mask shaming me, not meaning to. It wasn't their conscious decision, but they kept saying, because I chose to, continue to wear a mask. And they said, you know, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. I said, yes, I know. But I chose to do that. That was the insight that I gleaned. Like Dr. Veronica said, I am one that I can say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that I have not been hit with COVID-19. And I don't take that lightly because everyone's movement is different. You know what I mean? I believe that this virus is real. I know several people personally, one very close to me in ministry that lost their lives to this virus. And so I am one, like Dr. Veronica was saying, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I do agree that it is so important that we determine how do we need to navigate based on our truth. And Lady Tabitha, I would love for you to talk a little bit more about decoding and what would be some of the solutions that you see one can do in an area of decoding mind, body, and soul. Any insight that you've gleaned in this decoding process? Any thoughts?
I think there's one, and I say it often because I think it's so important that waking up in the morning with gratitude, you know, prayer and meditation. And for me, this is something that I do every day because it gives me that opportunity to kind of roll the tape back of yesterday or my thoughts. What, because I like that you said safe. It's really important that we're safe. But safe is my mental safe too. Like, for example, when you say decoding, I've decided that there's no such thing as good news or bad news. It's news. And I need to take the information and address it. You know, there was a time where I would run from a phone call or news because I knew it may hurt me or it may make me sad or it may cause anxiety. You know, or it may be something that I would just think about over and over and over. And I just kind of refuse. This is something that I have to decode in me. And I start off saying, waking up in the morning with a spirit of gratitude and praying and giving God glory for waking you up, for those of you that are believers, but just the creator, you know, the God of the universe, being grateful. And then having that time to meditate and pray and then writing and roll the tape. And I believe in your quiet time is where you will find different codes and how decode something that happened in your life or decode an area that you need to grow in. And one of the things I realize is that we are strong. We are all very strong individuals. And if you notice, something may knock you down, ladies and gentlemen, but you notice you get back up. For those of you that are listening, you know, you may have went through a time in the valley. Something may have knocked you down, but you got back up. So what I did, Coach, I decided, you know what? I realized I'm going to get back up. So I'm going to just save some time because once I get knocked down and if I'm rolling around in it, if I'm spending too much time being sad or a lot of depression to come in, then I'm losing time. There's things that I need to be doing. So I've made a conscious decision, and we can demand our bodies. We can demand our bodies and our mind to do what we say do. It's just about making a choice and taking authority over it. So now I don't get upset when I get news. It's like, bring it on, you know, bring the information on and we're just going to make a decision. And I may need to get some advice. You know, I may need to weigh the facts out. I personally take things in prayer and meditation, and I write it out, the pros and the cons. But no news is bad news. It's just news. So that was something that I had to decode for me, Coach. So Step one, waking up, commanding your day, waking up, setting your day. I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs and professionals and artists that listen in to Motivational Monday, and they know it just takes that one thing. Another thing, Coach, not talking to the world until those things are done. I do not talk to the world or go on social media until those things are done.
I love it.
And then, so it gives me the power to be able to decode. It gives me the environment to be able to decode. So that's a real powerful one for me right now, is saying it. And I'm sharing it with everyone that I talk to. And everyone's like, okay, you know, when you think about it, it's a very powerful code to use. No news, there's no such thing as good news or bad news. It's news. And then you address it properly. You solve the problem. You make the decision. You pull the trigger.
I absolutely love that, Lady Tabitha. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because one of the things that I am sharing with individuals around this decoding process is that when we understand the power of words, truly understand the power of words, understand how what we're listening to affects us through our ear gates, what we're looking at, how it affects us through our eye gates, a way in which to guard our minds. And the insight that I have gleaned is that I can't watch everything. I can't listen to everything. Now, some would say, oh, my gosh, she's living in a little bubble. Okay, I'll live in the bubble. I know it's important to stay well informed, and I'm not minimizing the need to stay informed, but just to allow myself to be saturated by the news, as you stated, of those things that are happening that are adverse, that negativity, it is so important. Because one of the things that we've talked about in past installments was entertaining negativity. And the effects that entertaining negativity has on our minds because of what we're listening to, because of what we're looking at. And we can say, oh, it's so innocent. It's just a show. But the ear gates and the eyes are the portals into the soul of what you were just talking about. And so if I'm not cautious on what I'm listening to or what I'm looking at, I've now allowed this negativity to take control of my soul. I've opened the door to it because of what I'm listening to and because of what I'm looking at. So that is one of the areas that I've gained the greatest insight to be more vigilant in what am I listening to? Be more vigilant in what am I looking at? And, you know, when you turn something on, you may not know the direction of where it's going to go in, but this is the thing. You don't have to keep watching. Turn it off. The same is true for what you're listening to. You don't have to keep listening. You have the power to turn it off. Great insight, Lady Tabitha, Dr. Veronica. I don't know if you have any additional thoughts, Dr. Veronica.
Coach, I wanted to, Coach, can you hear me?
I can.
Coach? Oh, great. Okay. I'm not sure if we lost Dr. Veronica.
Yeah, I'm wondering that as well, but thank you for jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People should really take assessment, as you were saying about the news and what you watch. I remember when we were going through the political seeing on television along with COVID, I had decided that I was not going to watch the news because it was forming, as you said, pictures in my mind and hearing, you know, and of course the television, it tells the vision that they want us to see. And it may not even be true, but you will lose sleep if the wrong thing is said or the wrong picture is, you know, in your eye gate. So as you said, I also watch what I intake. And I think that's really important during this time because, again, we're having to deal with a lot of things that we were not accustomed to. It's like, how do you say, a 25th power, everything has been enhanced, you know, especially with death. That's the people transitioning, that's a lot. Is that a big one for you? I mean, although we know that they have graduated, but when you lose, when 10 people transition in a week, and this happens month after month after month, and the way things happen, quite frankly, no one ever knows who's next. So it's important that we all do business until God returns or until our time, you know, because we all do have a date of expiration. We all have a date that we will transition. So I try to keep myself very busy with positive things and blocking my ear gates and eye gates as much as possible so that I can stay focused. And taking my vitamins, Coach Adams, my NutriBurst, taking my NRG that helps me focus. It helps my serotonin stay boosted. We call it the happy pill, and it's all natural. And so I'm so grateful at this time in life that I was presented with that opportunity to be able to share with others. And people, I'm getting calls every day because people, their children, their teenagers, they need something to calm their nerves or to help them focus or to lift the pain, you know. So finding something natural is beautiful.
Absolutely. And I would love for you, Lady Tabitha, to share with you planted that seed, and I love it, concerning health and wellness products that can support one on the journey. How can they make that connection with you around the products that you just mentioned? Give that information.
Well, they can reach out to us on Facebook. The Global Wellness Coders can go to my personal page, Lady Tabitha Code. They can also reach out to you, and we can get them connected. If you are a person that, well, we all need to keep our immune systems boosted. And I don't know about you, but I don't do well with taking 5 vitamins, you know, D, B, C, D, fish oil. So it's really excellent that we have found a liquid vitamin that has 98% absorption rate, and it goes into your system 72 liquids, and I'm sorry, vitamins and minerals. And so I'm so grateful for that. And then detoxing, you know, it's airborne what we're dealing with, right? So it's important that we all detox from the food we eat, from the toxins in the air that land on our skin. It's really healthy that we detox our organs. And I'm mentioning our top 3 products that help people feel amazing. If you want to lose weight or gain weight, we have natural products to help you with that. But I really love the NRG because it helps give you that, you know, a lot of people, as we talked about what's going on, there's a lot of depression, a lot of loneliness. And I believe this natural supplement will help boost and keep you going and keep you focused and keep you pushing forward on a positive note. And then calling in to, we have a weekly call every Wednesday at 9:30. And there's something about being around like-minded people. And we're talking about, and it's not just our supplements. We'll talk about coconut oil being a natural antibiotic for the skin. I use coconut oil for everything. If there's a burn or everything, I use it for everything. You can digest it or you can use it as topical. Garlic, right? So making different broths to keep, you know, when you get symptoms, even if you're wearing your mask and taking your vitamins, because it's airborne, you may experience symptoms. So, you know, we just encourage each and every one. Everyone is welcome to the healing circle because we're addressing the mind and the spirit when we call in and come into our circles. When you call in the Motivational Monday, you're charging your spirit and your soul. You're taking the real soul food, right? And we need Motivational Mondays. We need the total circle of empowerment to keep going in trying times like this, Coach. Thank you.
Absolutely, and thank you for all of what has been shared, Lady Tabitha. Wow. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by, but such great, rich information. And one, I am a testimony of the NutriBurst and the effects of that. You know, I've had days where I didn't have all of the energy that I may have wanted. Maybe I didn't get the sleep that I desired, but I took my little cap full of NutriBurst, my liquid vitamin, and once it hit my system felt rejuvenated and revived. And so it is important to give your system greater support. Of course, we make no claims that it prevents you and stops you from getting COVID and heals you from COVID and all of that, but it's a mm-hmm. great support to your system in making sure right. that you're giving your system greater nutrients and the vitamins that it needs so that it's in a stronger position to fight off when it is under attack. Oh, my gosh, this was just so rich, so rich, so rich. The insight into wholeness has truly been a topic that has been impactful. Mind, body, and soul, I feel like there were some great nuggets on each area that we were able to get, that we were able to glean. And I thank both you and Dr. Veronica, Lady Tabitha K. Smith, and Dr. Veronica Lowry, for being with me and sharing the airwaves with me today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, if you would like to make the connection with the Global Wellness Coders, there is an open group on Facebook titled the same, Global Wellness Coders. And if you would like more information, you can always give my team a call or text if you are interested in learning more about products that may support you in walking in greater wholeness and wellness. You can text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Simply send your name and GWC, Global Wellness Coders, and I'll know that you're wanting more information about this insight into wholeness and the support that's available by way of the products that were mentioned. Any other closing thoughts, Lady Tabitha, as we bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close?
Coach, I just want to thank you so much for this platform and sharing space where we can come together and just bring awareness to our listening audience about their health, mind, body, and soul. So I really appreciate you and the platform. And I just bless you and I thank you for just being an awesome coach, radio host, and just an amazing woman, person that cares about humanity and your consistency to just constantly teach us, train us, and love on us. So thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Oh, and thank you, Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Of course, I want, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey, if this is your first time listening in, I want to make sure that you are aware. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. If you want to learn more about my Full Circle of Empowerment, text the number that was shared earlier. I'll give it to you one more time. 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and Full Circle, and I'll know that you want more information about the Full Circle of Empowerment that is available for you through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds, and I have a mastermind that's coming up that I'm so excited about on Everyone Communicates if you connect. So you want to make that connection and so much more. But we are signing off for now. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, with our all-star in-studio guests, Lady Tabitha K. Smith and Dr. Veronica Lowry. And we leave you with this.